We'll taste that victory in the end. dug the nails from my past. I have no hope for tomorrow. Felt too much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward. I know I've got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down. Yeah, I've got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down. My soul is untouchable because you've already won. My victory is not in the special boat. It's in the crosshair, I know. Nobody's taking it from me. I've got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down. Yeah. I've got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
I got to make sure I got audio on speaker this morning. Can you hear me? Does that mean I don't have any audio on speaker? Oh. Okay, great. Great, 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 great. I got something to share with you. Yesterday, the Holy Spirit kept ringing in my ear, abuse, 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 abuse. I said, okay, abuse, abuse. And kept saying abuse. And I kept saying, okay, okay. And then I love solving mysteries. I think that's why I'm in this ministry. So it was on my mind, abuse. From 3:30 this morning until about 5 o'clock, God was sovereignly taking me through deliverance. It was horrible. It was horrible, but it was good. And I asked God, okay, you're taking me through deliverance. What is it? And God said, it's the spirit of abuse. And so I said, okay. He said, you've been around abusive people. You've been around people that don't know anything but abuse. Abuse has transferred on you. And you suffered a lot of abuse. So I said, okay, so I haven't abused anybody, have I? Holy Spirit say, this is not about the sins of transgressions. So I said, okay. He said, you have been around so many abusive people that don't even know they're abusing people. I said, okay. I said, now I've ministered on abuse a lot, especially in my early first 5 or 6 years in ministry. I got a spiritual son. He hit abuse before he hit anything else. So I said, did I kind of like forget about that? The Holy Spirit said, you have so much knowledge of a deliverance, exorcism, healing, and inner healing, that there's no way you could remember all you know. But because you have God's own Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit brings up what you need to your remembrance as you need it. I said, okay. The Holy Spirit said, this morning, this is what I want you to do. I mean, that deliverance I went through, I still got to get rid of all those paper towels and tissues. He said, remember, God told you he was going to cure you. C-U-R-E. I said, yeah, I remember. He said, but you can't remember what you ain't never known. I said, okay. Thank you for all the riddles this morning. I'm kind of lost. He said, this is what he said. Let me get my papers. He said, this morning I want you to take people through deliverance from the spirit of abuse. He said, now, there are many, many spirits, plural, of abuse. And there are many forms of abuse. So he said, now go back to your education now and look up abuse. He said, now we're going to use your education. So I said, okay. He said, we're going to use that PhD you got. I said, okay. I said, I'm glad. I knew you were going to use it one day. He said, I want you to look up abuse. And then I started reading about abuse, and I looked it up in my pastoral counseling book. And I read about it. And then this morning, God woke me up and took me through deliverance from the spirit of abuse. You see, when you are around abusive people, you know, spirits transfer. But I never thought about to that degree, because I know abuse is bad and I don't like abuse. So I have a tendency personally to stay away from abuse and to not allow abusive people to get too close to me. But it's not what you know that gets you. Remember, it's those hidden things, those hidden works of darkness. So it would have been those hidden spirits in people that I got hit by, because I don't like abuse. I hate abuse. So therefore, I go out of my way as a choice not to be abusive. So let me get my papers off the printer here. And I'm going to share something with you. And this is the way I got to do it. This is the way the Lord told me to do it. He said, I want you to deliver people from emotional abuse this morning. And then at 9 o'clock, I want you to go on your blog talk, your other blog talk, and I want you to deliver people from verbal abuse and brainwashing. That's why he said I had to use my education. Okay. And he said, I'm gonna send you something. He said, I'm gonna send you something, and I'm gonna show you how abuse can backfire. Well, I didn't know what he was talking about, but I got this email. Obviously, I got it yesterday, but I didn't know about it because yesterday God shut me down. And I should have known every time God shuts me down and makes me go into hours of intercessory prayer. Two things are usually happening. One, somebody's usually trying to pray some psychic prayers trajected at me. And two, God needs me to rest, shut down, because he's going to impute something to me that I don't know or didn't have or lacking or missing. So I'm going to put the song on. I'm going to get my papers off the printer. I'm going to glance over them and make sure I put them in order. But I'm going to do deliverance this morning from the spirit of emotional abuse. But see, the reason some of you don't get delivered is because you don't bother to take time to understand what I'm doing the deliverance about. So that's why he had to break it up into three parts. I pray I can do the verbal deliverance from a verbal abuse tonight at 9 o'clock. I'm going to try to mix brainwashing in there with it. If I can't, I have to do emotional abuse deliverance from the spirits, mind you, of emotional abuse this morning. And then I have to do verbal abuse at 9 o'clock. And then I might have to do brainwashing in the morning. But he said these three must happen simultaneously together. Okay, so can you post that, Jessica? I'm going to try to do deliverance from emotional abuse. Now, I'm going to explain to you what emotional abuse is in a few minutes, so you can make the decision whether you need to be delivered from it or not. And then I'm going to teach and explain to you what verbal abuse is spiritually as God sees it, okay, at 9 o'clock. And then you can determine if you need to be delivered from that or not. And then I'm going to explain to you spiritually, biblically, how God sees brainwashing. And then you can determine if you need some deliverance in that area. So I'm really excited. But I'm going to tell you, I've been delivered this morning for an hour straight. See, God is curing me. And I pray he's curing you too. So I'm going to put this song on. I'm going to get my notes so I can kind of put them in order. And I'm going to show you how God views this thing. Praise God. I'll be right back. I hope that I didn't miss any of this. Thank you, God. Or forget to save any of it. I hope I didn't. That's the first one. This is the second one. Because I had to go back and in order to do this, I had to go back and look through some of my counseling books. Some of my pastoral counseling books. And I wanted to get it in the right order. And I wanted to make sure because these were some, I got it here. It must have been the, let me see if it's the second one. I'm going to get right into this. Let me see if I can bring up on the computer here. Because I guess that's why, you see, when God does things, Like this is how I used to do things, because I used to have a lot of time. This is how I wrote that little booklet on anger. that the police, the Fraternal Order of Police is buying from me the rights to. So let me see if I can, because this is based on, let me see. Because, you know, God, when he gives it to me, give me the biblical, let me get up here. We doing a lot of work here. I'm just trying to talk to you while I pull this up. Brother Joe, power, steam clean, all these carpets. Every stain in them, deep stains, old stains. He spent, I don't know, 2 days cleaning them. Okay, let's see. All right, let's see if I can get this. Okay. You're going to have to do your own homework. And believe me, if you don't do it, you're not, this deliverance is not going to stick. It's not going to stick if you don't do it. And it's Saturday morning, so that's why I'm saying I can take this all away. Because I tell you, brothers and sisters, and don't try to, so many of you want God so bad, and you want the things of God that you are allowing familiar spirits to trick you. Don't allow any of that to happen this time. I think I'm going to have to get the, let's see. How many? Okay, it ain't but 30. All right. I'm going to read 2 Samuel chapter 13. So you can get it. You can get it too. Go to 2 Samuel chapter 13. That's what the Holy Spirit gave me for this. 2 Samuel chapter 13. I'm going to see. You used to be able to put this thing on audio. But you see now you got to buy. Which I'll do so next time I can just hit the audio and it can just play. 2 Samuel 13. It says, and it came to pass after this, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister. Okay, so let's see. So I can read it from here. Okay, Nadia got it up here. And it came to pass, so Nadia got 2 Samuel chapter 13 up in the chat room. So I'm going to read it. King James Version. Now, for those of you that have difficulty reading, and you're on the blog talk, I'm going to read it out loud because you got to get this. To understand where I'm coming from, you must get this. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day, wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat, and dress the meat in my sight that I might see it, and eat it at her hand, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, have out all men from me. And they went out, every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly, and I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be, oh, wait a minute, I missed it. Verse 11, and when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly, and I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. This is all spiritual. And Amnon said unto her, arise, be gone. And she said unto him, there is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. Then he called his servant and that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of divers colors upon her. For with such robe were the king's daughters that were virgins appareled. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went on crying. And Absalom, her brother, said unto her, Has Amnon, thy brother, been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister. He is my brother. Regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. Verse 6, in this whole chapter, the angel made my understanding clear about abuse. But you see, the angel said, Erica, there's overt rejection and covert rejection. Tamar, the daughter of King David, was raped by her half-brother Amnon. And then she was openly and blatantly despised and shunned by him. That would be overt rejection. Now, their father, King David, indirectly, if you know the rest of the story, King David indirectly rejected Tamar by failing to execute justice on her behalf when he refused to hold Amnon accountable for his sin against Tamar. In essence, David let his son off the hook. By totally ignoring the sexual violation of his daughter. So that I had to understand here that I'm still on this abuse. Because I want you to know that emotional abuse can be either overt or covert rejection. But if it's overt or covert rejection, it is still emotional abuse. You see, overt rejection conveys the message that a person is unwanted or unloved. Covert rejection takes place in subtle ways that may or may not be intended to cause harm by the perpetrator. But both overt rejection and covert rejection is abuse. Abuse. The Bible says, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9, do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9. Then, to make this make sense, you have to look at Luke chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. It says, are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Now, I'm going to pull this together for you. There is an actual spirit of abuse. And you see, the witches have tapped into this through intent. Because abuse can be done without a word spoken. Abuse can be done by degrading looks, by obscene gestures. And abuse can also be done without a word spoken through threatening behaviors. These actions inflict pain, immense pain, upon the person that they're perpetrated against, and these actions impede emotional growth. You see, Jesus says that God not only knows each and every sparrow, but he also knows you and I intimately and personally, and that God considers you to be of great worth. So, both, hear me this morning, both emotional abuse and verbal abuse are ways of maintaining control in a relationship. As I was trying to get through this, through some secular books and the Bible, I found that the Bible doesn't use the term emotional abuse. It's not in the Bible. That's why the angel told me I was going to have to use my education on this one. But it does instruct us as to how we're supposed to treat one another. The Bible gives us numerous attitudes and actions that we're supposed to have towards each other. And if we follow those guidelines in the Bible, we will never be abusive towards anyone. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, do nothing. Please post this. I need several of you to post this. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. I'm going to give you a definition. Emotional abuse is the unseen fallout of all other forms of abuse. Emotional abuse is the fallout of physical abuse. Emotional abuse is the fallout of mental abuse. Emotional abuse is the fallout of verbal abuse. Emotional abuse is the fallout of sexual abuse. And emotional abuse is the fallout of spiritual abuse. People often underestimate the importance of emotions. However, with people that have been deeply wounded. It seems to be that the driving force behind them and the choices they make are their feelings. You see, with people that have been deeply wounded, the life-sustaining element of their very being seems to consist on how they feel. Emotional abuse strikes at the very core of who we are. Emotional abuse has the ability to crush our confidence. Emotional abuse wears away our sense of worth because emotional abuse crushes the very soul. And you know what? The devil knows that. And witches know that. And people that are manipulative and domineering and controlling, they know that. Emotional abuse is any ongoing negative behavior used to control or hurt another person. Emotional abuse ranges from consistent indifference to the continual belittling of the character of a person. All forms of abuse operate through spirits, but abuse is a spirit itself that brings into that cluster. Remember I told you about that fibroid tumor? What all is in a fibroid tumor? When God showed me that ugly monster, all forms of abuse, be it emotional, verbal, mental, physical, spiritual, and or sexual, damage. I say all forms of abuse damage a person's sense of dignity and their God-given worth. All forms of abuse wound the spirit of a person. And therefore, brothers and sisters, all forms of abuse are emotionally abusive. All forms of abuse affect your emotions one way or the other in a bad, negative, downward spiraling way. Hear me this morning. We have a problem with abuse. Emotional abuse is what stops a person from respecting another person. Emotional abuse is what stops a person from respecting the God, hallelujah, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit in another person. Emotional abuse, brothers and sisters, wounding of the soul. You see, in the Bible, the soul and the spirit are I have to stay calm. They're used interchangeably. Proverbs 18:14, a crushed spirit, meaning the soul, meaning the heart, meaning the mind, meaning the will, meaning the intellect and the emotions. Who can bear it? Emotional abuse can be also classified as psychological mistreatment. But what I want you to know, psychological mistreatment and emotional abuse scars. That's why I said to you about that gaslighting. That gaslighting is horrible. It has horrible underlying effects, the damage from emotional abuse, hear me, lasts longer than the damage from any other kind of abuse. You see, a broken arm is going to heal. And if it heals properly and correctly, it's healed. But a broken heart, a broken soul, takes much, much longer to heal. You see, and after a whole lot of emotional abuse, victims lose hope. And the Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Proverbs 13:12. And I want you to understand this. Emotional abuse can be passive aggressive. Means it can come indirectly, underhanded, but the end result and the purpose is control. You see, passive aggressive emotional abusers express their anger through non-assertive covert behavior, but their goal and their purpose is always the same. It's an attempt to gain covert control. They use manipulation as a weapon. They use manipulation as a means of placing themselves in a position of dependence. But the underlying spirit is anger. They become fault finders. They become fault finders. They become the very enemy of the people they depend on. You see, their goal is to keep the person feeling perplexed and dismayed, because the person is actually the target of the manipulative behavior of the person that is exerting this emotional abuse. If you're a friend to them, many times you become in trying to comfort them or console them in their perpetual, continual claim of unjust treatment and their inability, which they're lying. They're throwing out, they can't handle life on its own. But I'm here to tell you something. The Bible says, do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, in your soul, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Ecclesiastes 7:9. You need to be aware, and those passive-aggressive abusers need to be aware. They need to recognize and resolve their very real anger, because emotional abusers, explained to you with Tamar, and Amnon can be either overt, upfront and out with it, or covert. Now, I had to do this in a hurry. I'm going to take my time with the one I'm going to do tonight as well. Because you see those emotional abusers? Have one, two underlying messages. It can be subtle, but its intent is always harm. Its chief weapons, rejection. But not always rejection, like I'm rejecting you. It's rooted in deep, deep-rooted anger. They mad. And they emotionally abuse everyone and everything around them. If you heard yourself or a part of yourself or a fragment of yourself in anything I said this morning, you see, God prepared me for this. He sovereignly delivered me from all those spirits I done picked up for 30-some years from abusers. Because abusers want to make you an abuser. But God wouldn't let it happen. Abusers want to, with that emotional abuse, it want to manifest. It want to live in your heart. It wants to live in your mind. It wants to bend your will down, not up. Operates, according to 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, as a hidden thing. A hidden thing. It operates in your intellect to keep it negative, to keep a wall between you and the joy of the Lord. If you can identify with emotional abuse, that spirit, I'm not saying you're going to be 100%, but I tell you what, we'll get the spirit out. And then all the little spirits, they don't want to be there anyway. Because the life, the love, and the blood of Jesus, they don't want no part of it. Can flow freely. I hit on the emotional first because that's what God gave me. At 9 o'clock, I'm going to hit on verbal abuse. I'm going to break it down and show you biblically how it works and how you have to get rid of it. It has to be an act of your will. Because you see, that's what the devil been working on. That's what he's been working through. He's been stealing from you. He's been trying to kill you. All in an attempt to destroy you. And this is no joke. Witchcraft is just a tool in this big whole scheme of things. Because what does witchcraft want to do? Dominate, manipulate, and control. Any way it can. And your emotions are a big part of it. It's what makes you be a unparticipating victim. And how can you fight what's inside of you that you don't even know is working against you? It's amazing. But this morning, we can kill the spirit of abuse. We can kill it dead. And you can get rid of all of this nasty garbage and residue out of you. Spirits go in on the breath and they come out on the breath. And if we could get your emotions freed, guess what? You can be filled with more of the fullness of God. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. If you'd have known about this, you'd have got free from it a long time ago. Stop being ridiculous. You didn't know. Why? Because yourself tell you you could take care of yourself. Yourself tell you you got over that thing. You may have, but did you get over the underlying root, the root of it? You don't want the Lord to have to cause the tormentors to bring that thing up. You can do it this morning. Try Jesus for real. God say, prove me, try me. Try him for real. Ask him, do I have any spirits hiding under the spirit of abuse in my emotions? If I do, God, I want to be free. I want to be free from the spirit of abuse, and I want to be free from all them little supporting spirits that feed the spirit of abuse. If you want to be free, I'm going to do deliverance. If you don't, hang up. Because let me tell you this. Whatever you try to do to oppose this, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. You see, the covering over this ministry is me. And I got delivered this morning. So it ain't going to work. I got delivered through the sovereignty of God this morning so that there would be no hindrance, no witchcraft, no sorcery, no wizardry, no devils, no demons, and no evil human spirits can stop the flow of God this morning to deliver you of your emotions. Now, wherever you are, all over this nation, repeat after me. Jesus, you are my Lord and my only Lord. And I will bow my knees to no other. Lord God, according to 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, bring your light. Jesus, shine on those hidden things of darkness. Expose them. And by the authority of the word of God, my own anointing, the Holy Spirit that resides in me, I rebuke you. God rebukes you. And I command you to come up out of me now. Now, when I command it to go, it's a breath. They came in on a breath. They're going to go out on the breath. But I need you to cough them up. Go! Come on out. Every spirit of emotional abuse. Go! Hiding in the mind. Go! Hiding in the will. Go! Hiding in the intellect. Go! Get out! Loose my will this morning. Go! Loose my will this morning. Go! All hidden works of darkness, all hidden things of darkness pertaining to my emotions, opposing Christ Jesus. Go! Cough it out. Go! Cough it out. Cough it out. It cannot stay. Go! God has called you to judgment. God our Father, God omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, command you, come out of hiding. Go! Come out of hiding. Go! All those spirits, familiar spirits, in the emotions. Go! All those spirits of bondage. Go! Come out the emotions. Every unclean spirit. Go! Come out the emotions. Loose those emotions this morning. Go! Every spirit of bondage. Go! Every spirit of sickness. Sin. Disease. Loose that body. Come out the eyes. Go. Come out the ears. Go. Get out of the body. Go. Get off the joints. Go. Get out. Get out. Come off the skin. Go. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go. Loose that mind. Go. Hidden anger and the works of hidden anger. Sudden anger. Go. Get off the shoulders. Heaviness. Go. Get off the neck and the vertebrae. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Out. Hidden airway spirits. Go. Loose your stronghold. Go! In the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Go! Right now. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Out of the pit of the bowels. Go! Go! Hidden unexpressed anger. Go! Out. Come off the shoulders. Get off the shoulders. Go off the back. Get off the shoulders. Go. Manifesting as lumps, tumors, swelling, and inflammation. Go. Get out. Get out. Go. Abuse manifesting through the blood pressure and the heart. Go! Get out. Get out. All the way out. All the way out. Go! Oh, thank you, God. Go! Coming out. Loose those eyes. Go off that hearing. Go right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you this morning. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man, every woman, every child, every pet have praise of God. Father God, fill with the power of the Holy Ghost every area that's been emptied out. Feel like you receive some freedom this morning. Then let's go on all the way through. And let's deal with the verbal abuse tonight at 9 o'clock. And if the Lord leads, we'll do the brainwashing that these demons right here have caused. Brain damage. Spiritual brain damage. Feel, God. Feel. Feel. Every area that's been emptied out, I destroy any spirits of revenge and retaliation. Last back. Go! Go. Radio. Spirits are subject unto you. Blog Talk Radio. Spirits are subject unto you. 9 p.m. Don't forget that. That's on my other Blog Talk. Spirits are subject unto you. 9 p.m. If you up for the challenge of being delivered from all the effects and the works of verbal abuse.
Thank you.
Jesus.